Chapter 7, Let's Think Like Hawks, H-O-K-S. Who is that? You're about ready to find out. After leaving Lexus, our next stop was Hawks, a company that specialized in making electronic circuitry. Brad told us that of all the companies we would visit on our tour of Japan, Hawks would be the ultimate model of how lean thinking can transform a business. With $100 million a year in sales, Hawks is actually considered a small company. Located in the southern part of Japan, Hawks is an inspiring success story of a company that defied all odds by turning an annual loss of $10 million to an annual profit of $10 million. How? Of course, by implementing a lean strategy. I mean, a lean culture. I was looking forward to the visit and learning from someone who had come from the brink of bankruptcy to towering success. I'm going to go off script here again because remember, my company was always doing well. We really never had any big issues. Maybe a little bit we struggled from time to time with cash flow. But by and large, we were successful the whole time and we adopted lean. It's not uncommon, though, to see companies that are having lots of problems look for a tool or a resource to help them regain their momentum. And this is the case on what happened with Hawks. We arrived at 7 o'clock in the morning dressed business casual and no doubt expecting the same royal treatment we received from Lexus. There we stood, waiting for the lecture and the tour. The president, Mr. Manabe, greeted each one of us with a brush and a bucket. He then proceeded to gesture us all on the floor, along with other company executives, down on our hands and knees. That's right, to scrub the floor. Now, this was a new level of lean that I had never seen before, and as you can imagine, we were all a little shocked. The president of Hawks was going to demonstrate for us one of the basic tenets of lean, which is 5S-ing. First, I need to give you a quick overview. There are five principles of lean that business leaders are taught. These things, referred to as 5S's of lean, are a basic starting point for those who are new to lean thinking. The 5S's are sort everything and remove what is not necessary to the job at hand and get rid of all the clutter and junk. Straighten, a way to prioritize and organize the tools and resources needed for efficiency so that employees have easy access to their tools and supplies. Shine, number three, a clean environment improves morale and actually makes it easier to identify equipment deterioration and malfunction. Standardization. This involves building consensus in the workplace for best practices so that everybody understands what is expected and what is expected of them. Sustain. Find ways to keep the change in place. It is easier than you think if everything has a place and every place has a thing. I mean, everything, even the salt and pepper shaker. And that's one of the extreme lean things we have at our company is you go to our lunch table and there's actually a little circle that says pepper in black and another circle in white that says salt, a place for the Windex and a place for the paper towels. You can't make a mistake in our place. It's called Pokioke. We mistake proof everything. So that's 5S-ing. Now back to the story of our Hawks tour. We were all on our hands and knees scrubbing the floor with the president of Hawks and his company executives. The president and director, Mr. Emoto, shared with us what it was like in the dark days when their company was facing bankruptcy. His decision to build a lean culture was a last-ditch effort to save the company. Feeling overwhelmed by the 5S's, he decided to implement just 3, sweeping, sorting, and standardizing everything. This man truly had a gift for simplifying everything. He understood that if you made things simple, I like him a lot because he thinks just like me, there was a much greater chance of people understanding and implementing the ideas. 5S-ing became 3S-ing. Every morning at 7 o'clock, his employees showed up to sweep, that's clean, sort, get rid of the ancillary things, and standardize everything. They did this without pay because they were motivated to save the company. In the process of engaging in those 3S's, a type of bonding among the company employees took place. The 3S's were simple and the results satisfying enough that a sense of accomplishment and ownership began to take hold. The president of Hawks had learned about lean and began to implement it in the simplest way he knew how. It demonstrated that a small improvement, even baby steps towards improvement, can pay off in a big way. What took hold of the employees was a type of compounding effect. As they cleaned, sorted, and standardized, they unloaded mountains of waste that were lowering their productivity. We were all shown pictures of the excess tables, chairs, and equipment that were removed from the work areas, mountains of waste that filled the entire back parking lot. The turnaround from $10 million in the red to $10 million in profit is nothing short of miraculous. But it happened as a result of a super simple plan of implementing 3S, not 5S. The momentum became addictive, and everyone involved began to carry a sense of pride because they knew it was critical to the survival of the company and integral to the ongoing success. The leadership wore the same uniform, scrubbed the same floors, and worked at the same stand-up desks as everyone else. Everyone was respected and treated as equals. Everyone engaged in continuous improvement, which brought more ideas and more engagement. Every morning, before they ever went to work, it was a company-wide 3S-ing. And at 8 o'clock, the president of the company called everyone together, and they played some cute little Japanese music and did stretching exercises. Then he talked to them about the important issues and principles regarding the company, and an hour and a half after the employees arrived for the day, everyone began to work on the actual manufacturing of Hawks products. Even after the company had recovered, Hawks employees proudly practiced 3S on a daily basis. Also noteworthy was that Hawks was competing very well against a comparable product from a Chinese company, even though Hawks had 17 times the labor cost as the Chinese company. A lean strategy will always yield a simpler, safer, and better product with happier and more involved employees. The time invested in people and their work environment is critical to the success of lean. Hawks is a shining example of that ethic, and they have enjoyed the success that comes with the discipline to sustain what they believe in. There were many other memorable things that we saw at Hawks. The most surprising thing was that everything was on wheels, including their desks. All their desks were made from Gemba pipe, meaning shop floor. Off script real quick, Gemba pipe is basically adult tinker toys. It's this pipe that's coated with plastic. It's about 1 inch in diameter. It has a bunch of black connectors that you can connect it together and make anything you want. So lean people use this a lot to make carts, to make shelving systems, and in some case, make desks. And of course, my desk is made from Gemba pipe. And if you want to see what that looks like, check out Lean Desk. It's one of my favorite videos. Back on script. So Gemba pipe made for a more flexible desk that was much taller. Another striking feature about these desks was that nobody sat at them. Everybody stood up. There were a few chairs around, but we rarely saw anybody use them. Everything was labeled and outlined, and I mean everything, including every electrical outlet, switch, and clock. It was amazing the sense of order and discipline, like nothing I had ever seen. After an extensive jaw-dropping tour through their facility, then a two-hour lecture by the Hawks president, I approached him, just like I had with the Lexus VP. I asked him, what happens when other companies like Nissan, Ford, Chrysler, and other Japanese companies come to see his company and what they've accomplished? He looked at me and said, Paul, smart people can't believe it could be this simple. There it was, in living color. My takeaway lesson about the grind that I was fighting at FastCap. If you feel like you're pushing a train or like you're spinning your wheels trying to make lean work, then you're doing it all wrong. Lean is simple to the core. You will dramatically increase the odds of failure if you overcomplicate it. It is not the maze of complex flowcharts and processes that today's consultants try to push on companies. In fact, the president of Hawks had reduced the most basic lean checklist from 5S to 3S and made it so simple that 100% of the team could understand it and achieve the goal. I'm going to go off script here real quick. I've noticed that now they've changed 5S to 7S. I mean, It's crazy. Remember I said earlier that people are kind of programmed to add, when the beauty of lean is it's really the art of subtraction. And Mr. Manabe really got that when he changed 5S-ing to 3S-ing. One other thing that I observe a lot when I tour other lean companies, you know, there seems to be almost like a secret code. There's a few people in the organization that really get lean or are part of the implementation staff. It really doesn't always trickle down to all levels. I think an important point is for lean to be accessible to everyone, that from the lowest level entry position, that everybody understands what lean's all about and they're on board with making it part of what the company is all about. And that's what I'm really trying to stress here. The art of subtraction, make it simple so everybody can grasp it. Back on script, the president of Hawks made his facility easy to understand through strong visual controls. He immediately involved his employees in the process of sorting and organizing their own workplace, and the end result was they survived and prospered as a company. This was because he created a culture of improvement using the 3S as the framework for success. FastCap's general manager, John Lussier, came with me on my second trip to Japan. We immediately began to plan and strategize. I now understood that we needed to take FastCap from the level of doing lean events to building a lean culture. And how would we build a lean culture in Bellingham, Washington? How could we recreate the Hawks culture at FastCap? One of our goals was to actually look like Hawks within 1 year. We were light years from that goal, but we believed that with a new focus on building a culture, anything was possible. This raised the next question and the topic of our next chapter. How does one build a lean culture? The one thing, smart people can't believe it could be this simple. You know what the president of Hawks said to me there was very interesting. He said, you know, you take engineers and you take these smart people who have MBAs and PhDs and they're running companies, and they believe that they've got to be able to use that high level of intellect and training in running a company. So it's almost offensive to them at the idea that you could run a company successfully by paying attention to such simple, mundane fundamentals as 3S-ing. But indeed, that was exactly the case, and that's exactly what we did at FastCap, and the results are nothing short of astounding. Now, we have a couple videos that I recommend for this one. One is called The Art of Subtraction, a very cool video, and Keeping the Rope Tight. I think you're really going to like that one.